From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. General John Abizaid, the top U.S. commander in the Middle East, predicted today that Iraq will hold elections as scheduled in January. But General Abizaid told NBC's Meet the Press he expects violence will continue through the vote and balloting may not be possible in some areas. In Iraq today, two car bombs exploded outside a base west of Baghdad, wounding American and Iraqi troops. U.S. officials say September has set a record for car bombings, some 30 so far. NPR's Emily Harris is in Baghdad, where she witnessed the aftermath of a rocket attack that has become commonplace.
What happened outside Mwafaq Mustafa's grocery shop today was one small sign of the fragile security situation in Iraq. Mustafa was sitting in his store when a rocket dropped out of the sky and hit a red sedan parked on this small side street. The explosion killed two pedestrians in front of Mustafa's eyes.
We hear the boom of the explosion just 15 minutes ago. I saw two bodies, a girl about 25 years old and an old man. His brains are scattered everywhere.
His corpse was soon covered with a piece of plywood from the carpenter's shop across the street. Iraqi police arrived on the scene, but spectators ignored the plastic crime scene tape around the area until U.S. soldiers cleared the block.
If you're not police, on the other side of the tape.
Taylor Haidar Jaber sat stunned as his friend swept up shattered glass littering the sidewalk.
Thank God no one right here was hurt. Just the shop was destroyed. This is not the first time this neighborhood has been hit. It's the fourth or fifth time. But I'm sure it was a mistake.
This little stretch of Baghdad is well placed to be hit by stray rockets. It's two blocks south of the Sheraton and Palestine hotels where many foreigners stay, and it's right across the river from the U.S. Embassy. Asked who might be responsible for the two deaths here today, shopkeepers were adamant that Iraqis would never do this to fellow Iraqis. But just today, the U.S. military announced it had arrested a commander of the new Iraqi National Guard in Bakuba for associating with known insurgents.
The Iraqi people who make up the Iraqi security forces come in all breeds and all backgrounds.
Brigadier General Irv Lessel.
Some of them are extremely competent and capable and are motivated by the right things, wanting to see the Iraqi security forces become strong and see Iraq have a bright future. There are others that are still corrupt, and those come to the surface occasionally.
A wider worry than insurgents in the ranks is when and whether Iraqi forces will be ready to handle security alone. There are problems with training, equipment, and retention, and a vast range of estimates of how many troops are actually combat ready. Still, U.S. officials maintain they see ordinary Iraqi security forces willing to risk their lives every day. Like the cop directing traffic near the street where the rocket hit today. He wouldn't give his name, but said he's proud to serve his country.
Before, if anybody said this or talked about patriotism, I would never believe him, because the country was under the control of a dictator. But now it's different. We have to serve our people and our country, this great country.
Which for now is still dangerous and chaotic on many levels. As he's talking, a car whizzes by and grazes the policeman in the leg. He pounds its hood, but it drives off. They don't understand law and order, the policeman grumbles, and they don't understand freedom. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.